Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Kids are going back to school. Everybody's settling into a routine. And when we spoke with Peter Greenberg about a month or two ago when airline prices were outrageous, he said, just wait until mid-August before you book your fall trips. Are you still standing by that, Peter? Is this the time to start booking airfare again?
Absolutely, it is. Airfares last week were already 27% lower than they were in May. They dropped another 10% today, and they're going to drop another 10% next week. And these are for flights that start after September 8th. So for the rest of this year, that last fourth quarter, it's a buyer's market.
What about for holiday travel, like Thanksgiving week? If you're going to travel for Thanksgiving week, what are your best days? Because we all know you're going to pay more money.
The best days to travel for Thanksgiving is don't do it. What I'm suggesting is it's the heaviest travel days of the year. Obviously, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the reason why they made the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That still stands. But if you do want to make those reservations, now's the time to do it because those days aren't going to change. Everybody knows those are the days you want to travel. If you want to be smart, you travel on the Monday before, and then you come back on the Tuesday after. But if you're traveling any day after the Monday before Thanksgiving and you come back the following Sunday, you're going to pay a lot of money no matter when you book it.
Peter Greenberg is a travel expert, host of Eye on Travel on WGN Radio. Where are you right now, Peter?
Right now I'm at the Bellagio in Las Vegas reporting from a big travel convention called Virtuoso.
And what's everybody talking about? What's the big buzz among industry professionals?
The big buzz is the resiliency in the travel industry. Right now, Las Vegas, being a good example, is operating at about 98% capacity at a time of the year traditionally when people don't come to Las Vegas, right? It's hot. It's August, but they're here. The interesting thing is, believe it or not, the Las Vegas airport has now moved up the ladder. It's the 10th busiest airport in the world. Who knew?
Wow. What about our airport? We read the headlines. American Airlines is going to cut 31,000 flights. Many are from Chicago to Dallas. What is going on?
Well, they've announced they're going to cut those 31,000 flights in their November schedule. That's about 16% of the airline's capacity. That's not necessarily a big surprise because, remember, the fourth quarter of any year is a less traveled quarter. But this year, especially, for another reason that nobody really wants to deal with. I'll explain. Americans this year traveled with abandon. They were not going to be denied. They were going to travel at any cost. I emphasize the words at any cost. And guess what just happened? They got their credit card statements, and they're looking at them saying, I paid what? And so they're making a decision right now. You know what? I've done my travel for 2022. I'll go next year. So you're seeing airfares drop for another reason. Forward bookings are falling off a cliff. People are deciding they're not going to travel the last part of the year. So if you're a smart traveler and a strategic traveler, you have a buyer's market there.
Okay, that's good to know. And when it comes to luggage, soft or hard shell luggage, what do you prefer?
Well, there are only two kinds of airline bags, carry-on and lost. Does that answer your question?
You deal with that too? I would imagine with as many miles as you fly every year that they would, you know, have somebody with white gloves carrying your luggage.
No, to tell you the truth, on domestic flights, I do not check bags. I FedEx them. Now, you can do that with UPS or any number of services. I happen to choose FedEx. I save 2.5 hours of my life every time I travel. The only time I don't FedEx bags is over the weekend because FedEx doesn't work over the weekends. But during the week, I always do it. I don't do it on international flights. It's exorbitantly expensive. And next year, you know, you're going to get stuck with some overzealous customs inspector who just wants to hold your bag. But for domestic flights, that's what I've been doing for more than 10 years.
My gosh, why in Europe do they always wrap the luggage in plastic?
Well, you know what? There's a reason for that, and it's not just Europe. They do it especially even in Asia. Baggage thieves don't steal bags. They steal individual items from bags. When was the last time you landed at an airport, went to the baggage carousel, waited for your bag, and when you saw it, you were so happy to get it, you just grabbed it and left the airport? That's what they're hoping you're going to do, so when you get home, you're going to find out something's missing, and then it's your word against the airlines, and you lose. So wrapping it in plastic for them, especially if you have valuable items, is not necessarily a bad idea.
Interesting. I always thought it had something to do with the weather. Now I know why people stand in line, and there are machines or people that will do it for you for like 10 bucks or 10 euro. And I always thought, is that necessary? Hey,
it depends on what's in the bag.
Yeah, exactly. This is Peter Greenberg, our travel expert. Should we have that app that checks for cameras when we're in Airbnbs?
You know what? We're apps out. Basic common sense should prevail. I mean, there's a limited number of apps that I'm going to depend on. I'm going to do something else. I'm going to have a conversation with people. I'm not going to get apped out. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Because I worry about that. I know that people put cameras in Airbnbs, and that just kind of creeps me out. Where is the best place? Because it seems like everybody from Mexico to the islands to the Maldives, which I would do anything to go to one day, have these bungalows over water. That's like a dream for most people. I hope you're not getting arrested, Peter.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
no, I'm
good.
Not.
Where's the best place? Is there a place that you could recommend that's a fabulous place that has one of those bungalows over water that isn't $10,000 a night?
Well, anytime you put bungalows over the water, get out your checkbook. The people are paying for that use and that access to the water. You can find that, of course, in Tahiti, on most of the islands. You can find it in the Maldives. You mentioned that. You're going to find it in the Bahamas, too. A lot of the sandals and the all-inclusive resorts have them, and they tend to be much more affordable.
Okay, and if we are bold and we are smart and we're booking travel for this fall, the third quarter, where do you suggest? Where are the bargains?
Well, the real bargains, believe it or not, are cruise ships. There are 2,000 separate itineraries right now, where the average daily rate for your cabin is under $100 a day. You can't wake up in Schaumburg for $100 a day. Bottom line is, it includes your meals. So plan accordingly. You have a lot of choices and itineraries to choose from, but that will stay a buyer's market through March of next year.
That's so funny. I did just try and book a hotel in Schaumburg, and they want $260 a night. On a Thursday.
There you go.
and what about air tags and luggage? Somebody just texted in and wanted to know about that.
Well, you know, they do sell air tags. It's an Apple product. They're about $29 each, but you have to have an Apple system to work on it. There are a number of other ones. If you go to our website with the imaginative name, petergreenberg.com, we list all the available air tags, the ones that are inexpensive, the ones that work, and the ones that are overly expensive and don't work. So how about that?
Okay, put 10 bucks on 30 and I'll take the winnings, okay?
You got it.
Peter Greenberg in Vegas. You'll hear him on WGN this weekend. It's Eye on Travel. Coming up next, David Jennings is in the big chair. He's got your newscast on the way from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.